The province's civil forfeiture office is seeking to seize an Abbotsford home and two in Maple Ridge that it says are linked to drug trafficking. A notice of civil claim filed Monday, November 25, in BC Supreme Court states that police in February 2024 seized from the Abbotsford home almost $101,000 in Canadian currency, almost $4,400 in U.S. funds, and prepackaged crystal meth, cocaine and fentanyl. The documents state that the residence is located at 30,553 Sparrow Drive and is owned by Guo Rui Kuang, also known as Sean Guo Rui Kuang, and is his principal residence. The lawsuit says that Kuang and another person, Jing Wen Liang, also own two townhouses in Maple Ridge that are located at 11,272 240 Street, Unit 27, and 11280 Pazarina Place, Unit 1062. The documents state that the Abbotsford Police Department began an investigation in November 2023 into a phone number suspected of being a drug trafficking line. An undercover officer contacted the line at various times between November 7, 2023 and January 20, 2024. Kuang then met with and sold cocaine and fentanyl to the officer, the lawsuit says. Investigators also noticed Kuang frequently coming and going from the Sparrow Drive property. The notice of civil claim states that Kuang was arrested on February 6, 2024 before meeting with the undercover officer for a large purchase of cocaine and fentanyl. The claim says that the search warrant executed at the Sparrow Drive home turned up the cash and drugs, as well as two cell phones. Those phones contained text conversations between Ji Kuang and others consistent with drug trafficking, the documents state. The notice of civil claim alleges that the three properties in question are the proceeds and instruments of unlawful activity. By converting the proceeds of the unlawful activity into the Sparrow Drive property, the Pazarina Place property and the 240th Street property, each of these properties was used by the defendants as instruments of unlawful activity, namely the laundering of proceeds of crime, the lawsuit states. The Civil Forfeiture Office is seeking the seizure of the three properties, as well as the money that was found by police. None of the allegations has yet been proved in court, nor are there currently any related criminal charges in the provincial court database for Kuang or Liang. If a judge decides assets must be forfeited, they can then be sold and the proceeds used by the government for victim compensation, crime prevention activities, crime remediation activities, and administration of the Civil Forfeiture Act. Also see, Civil Forfeiture Lawsuit Names Men from Abbotsford, Surrey and Nanaimo.